Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Tabby, your co-host, Gator Julie. Join us whenever he gets here. But I don't know. Tonight's SmackDown was kind of a letdown. No good matches. WWE title was the same. Just added a different fucking logo to it. It's all disappointing. Well, I guess that means we just move on to Boondocks. Kill and tell.
Be real for a minute.
my gutter. When you open up a bit, not just a typical mutter. That close encounter type of shit make a grown man shudder. Looking deep into her eyes, contact when you cut her. Be real for a minute, what you know about a red kiss. Blood from her mouth, stained sexy ass red lips. That little hiss when you slice in a throat slit. Almost just as nice as a $40 dope pit. The way she look at me, the closest thing to love I know. The way I take a breath, the closest thing to love I show. She got me hypnotized, the moment I don't wanna end. But death, it takes a freaking soul, a moment really what it is. That last release of breath, pretend the whispers in my ear. That tight squeeze on my hand like washing parts on day so clear. The life she lived, play like a movie I can almost see. Flashing in those eyes, and the last scene was her and me. Showdown on the floor, vodka drinking your glass. Knew my music, spit the lyrics, I was kinda impressed. But the thing that really got me was the way that you dress. Short skirt, tight shirt, getting seated real nice. Lips a lighter shade of red, probably from sucking on ice. Had the white contacts and the sugar peel lashes. Hanky panky thong, yeah, I was catching the flashes. We really had to get to know you getting them draws. Had to find out how you're purring if the kitty got claws. Point you to my boy and send him out on a mission. Hoping that your drunk friends didn't notice you was missing. Backstage preparation, spread the plastic on the floor. Slip the blade behind my back and heard a knock at the door. My angel said from heaven, you about to face hell. But don't worry, girl, cause I don't ever kiss and tell.
Passes.
No, but...
Have you ever had your asshole licked by a skinny slut with daddy issues and a dirty freak with no gag reflexes?
What you know about God?
I was skipping down the block when I heard Simone, and it was Dorothy. She said she needed some loving. Who the fuck was I to say no? I took her to the crib, popped in that one movie Ghost, and it was on. My clothes got the peeling. It was sexual healing, but with no feeling. I was sticking my dick into thin air, and right when I busted, Dorothy disappeared.
When I met her, it was January, middle of winter. I was alone up in my attic where nobody could hear. It was just a cold gust of wind. I felt somebody pass through me. When I opened up my eyes, my only love appeared to me. Long hair and she was bald as spots, and her skin was just as soft as a parking lot. And it was love at first sight, I never seen her again. Until the day I'm in my attic waiting on my girlfriend.
Doornail
Dorothy was the neighborhood ghost.
She dead in the door now, looking for love.
Doornail Dorothy was the neighborhood ghost.
I started blowing her up with seance
at their seance. It's my turn, Violent Jada getting in pants. We went for ice cream, but we almost got arrested.
Look, he's got a dead body and he's over there molesting it.
I had to throw her in the truck and take her to the crib, cause motherfuckers always tripping, they needed money shit. We made love a rigor mortis setting and my dick got stuck, but we didn't give a fuck. Hold me tight forever,
Dorothy. I walked through this chick, I believe her name was Dorothy. She had a banging body, but her skin was kinda corpsey. I took her on a blind date, except this bitch was dead. I met her through my homie, guess she found her in his basement. I really didn't mind, cause at this time I'm kinda lonely. Even though she's dead, I only need someone to hold me. Was it a wise choice? Only time will tell. But I had to fucking leave, cause she was deader than a doornail.
Like a squatter, but she was a little hotter than the average homeless bitch with holes in a sweatshirt, showing off a nickel ring, scars and all. But the party don't stop till she loses a bra. Panties are next to come, OFF, but her sugar ain't as tight as that hole in her neck. She don't need respect, she just needs some dick. And me and the Lotus City in and out of that ghastly shit.
We hooked up at a block party at some point. I remember sneaking into her house to smoke a couple joints. I spot my light in there, she was hanging in my surprise with a fuck me boots, giving me the fuck me eyes. I took the rope off and bent her right over the washer. It took a little time, cause body parts kept falling off her. I banged her fucking dead until her head fell off. Picked it right back up so I could bust up in her mouth. Doornail Dorothy was the neighborhood ghost.
She's deader than a doornail looking for love.
Doornail Dorothy was the neighborhood ghost.
You more than life itself.
Wait, now
don't
you
listen
wouldn't.
To him. He only cares about himself.
All right.
Yeah, I would be there through thick and thin, in sickness and in health, from beginning to end. You gotta decide, me or him, Erica. Tell me, I'm curious.
Bobby, I didn't mean to cut you off, but are you really being serious? Cause the way I see it, she doesn't even like you. She knows we're boys and that's the reason she invites you. Cause honestly, she'd rather be alone with me, walking in the park after dark, living so happily.
Okay, yeah. He's a loser, and I use that term loosely. And usually he's so broke he makes you pay for his dinner and his movie.
You know Bobby's Mr. Wrong, but he acts like Mr. Right. Erica, he's a capo, a high school dropout who never worked in his life.
Hey, Erica, take my advice, like how long have you known me? I know your ass, she's the kind of leave you stranded and lonely.
Tell me why you're leaving me every time you see me.
Is this the way you're treating me?
Erica, please.
Tell me why you're leaving me
every time you see me.
Wait a minute, let me tell you what your ass did.
What's that?
He told me to cheat on you. That makes him an unfaithful, ungrateful bastard.
I cheated, Bobby, these are the lies you tell. Erica asked him about Stephanie, Karen, Jen, Michelle. Ring any bells? And that was just last week, so go ahead and laugh at him. Those cute pickup lines he uses, he read them in the last Mac
yeah,
song.
Yeah, screw you, you got the same issue.
Yeah.
I seen you reading them same pickup lines last week to that girl you were kicking
see,
it to.
Bobby's not big on pleasing, but he acts like he mastered it. I heard 2-3 minutes, let's just say he's sexually
okay,
inadequate.
Ask him where he was last night. Has he had a chance to explain? Go ahead, ask him. What's more important to him, you or his basketball game? I bet he forgot your name, caused your pain, and let me mention, you better off dating that dude from Cool Intentions. See, I'm a man.
You're not a man, you're a cheating flirt. When was the last time you and a girlfriend ever worked?
Now,
tell me why you're leaving me
every time you see me.
Is this the way you're treating me?
Erica, please.
Tell me why you're leaving me
every time you see me.
Is this the way you're treating me?
Erica, please.
Tell me why you're leaving me
every time you see me.
Is this the way you're treating me?
you're all alone here now.
Mom. blowers. Nobody knows what for sure. Bloody nose when I walk in the vicinity, but I can read him and I believe that I need him. I'm running through a wheat field, chasing a ghost that loves circles. Using for portals and time holes, I dance backwards and chant with the cool people at the crop circle. I come to know people under moon rays, laying up my new ways, the new lays. They mowing down in 2 days. 100 years from now, we'll pay for that mishap with another motherfucking hurricane bitch slap.
Circles are talking to me.
Circles, something, circles, something.
The crop circles are talking to me.
Circles, something, circles, something.
Buzzing slowly, matches for me.
Circles, something, circles, something.
The crop circles are talking to me.
Circles, something, circles, something.
This ball of mud that we live on is alive. You try to wipe its mouth, it's gonna wipe us out. I lay in the field alone in the middle of the night, try to get my life right. Pray for bright lights, head flames to the wheat rows, staring at eclipse, and the spirits will come out. Dance, catch you a glimpse, they're like artists, connecting the stars in rare fashion. Intricately placed with secrets of white magic. I'm running through the moonlit fields, following a little orb light open. It might reveal any secret. It's dancing and I can't catch up, and I almost ran headfirst into a truck. No compass or work, and I'm looking for answers while the sands of my hourglass fall up backwards. Have I lost you? Cause I've lost me too. But if you're hiding in the crops, I will come find you.
The crop circles are talking to me.
Circles, something, circles, something.
The crop circles are talking to me.
Circles, something, circles, something.
Buzzing slowly, matches for me.
Circles, something, circles, something.
The crop circles are talking to me.
Circles, something, circles, something.
40,000 years ago, the stoning of a young man. Story written in the crops near Spokane. In England, the face of a dead woman shown etched out a wheat field uniquely woven. Hieroglyphics, mathematical genius, predicting the orbital patterns of Venus. In the grass behind your grandpa's wood barn, complex designs dropped seconds before dawn. Dead birds scattered throughout the patterns of art, no explanation left by the shadows of dark. Batteries drained of their power in seconds. I'm laying in the crop circle counting my blood.
And my heart though, headaches and nausea will creep in, and your nose will bleed while you're sleeping.
Don't go near there, don't dare beware, unless you're like us,
don't
so
really
don't
care. The crop circles are talking to me.
Circles, something, circles, something.
The crop circles are talking to me.
Circles, something, circles, something.
Buzzing slowly, matches for me.
Circles, something, circles, something.
The crop circles are talking to me.
Hey baby, come on over here and have a seat, you know. I'm glad I finally got you to the house.
Nice.
Man, oh, damn, I got to check this message. You know, I've been filling out applications all around the city, you know, trying to get a job.
Don't worry about it, baby.
Handle this.
Okay. You fucking kids are hungry, goddammit. What the fuck's your problem, asshole? I'm fucking broke over here. I need your fucking money.
Who the fuck was that?
Alright, y'all, here we go. My boy Vec. This is an old track by him featuring Mad Chopper. This is Flipped Across.
From the bullshit and pettiness that fill this earth, from the backstabbers, hypocrites, and all those jerks, the evil you've installed in me grew is what I knew. Baffle my mind with your religion and soothe me to find my own faith in what I do. Just me alone to teach myself righteousness, because you expect perfection, but that's a fake-made story. I'm growing in this planet, seeking my glory. Love isn't there like God in this house. I follow no one's style, I stay on my own route. I've been obeyed to hell because it's this world. Yet another reason I've been torn by these snake girls. As prejudice surrounds me, as rumors are spread, my desire is to see you weaklings dead. See, I listen and learn, but you'll never be my boss. And this filthy planet's just for me to flip the cross.
When love is destroyed,
or faith is lost, that's why this motherfucker flips the cross. When dreams are ruined,
and promises tossed,
that's why this motherfucker flips the cross.
When betrayal attacks,
and lies are caused, that's why this motherfucker flips the cross. When depression is building,
and pain is all I saw,
that's why this motherfucker flips the cross.
Reppin' six, six with the seven deadly sins. Let's pretend it's the end of the beginning of apocalypse. What you know about this? Nothing human, you're frontin'. Now just sit back and you might learn something. No solace in religion, can't believe in superstition. Every time I flip the cross, somebody gotta start the bitchin'. Know my fate is my decision, and the life that I've been given, maybe you would know. If it was my life you would live in, can't pay the cost, cause my faith is lost. My struggle's over for the top spot, man, I better stop. All my dreams are ruined, and my promises tossed. So I had no other choice than to flip the cross. When love is destroyed,
or faith is lost, that's why this motherfucker flips the cross. When dreams are ruined
and promises tossed,
that's why this motherfucker flips the cross.
When betrayal attacks
and lies are caused, that's why this motherfucker flips the cross. When depression is building
and pain is all I saw,
that's why this motherfucker flips the cross. Blackened soul that resides inside my bod, I'm a sinister, I don't need help from your God. Contaminated with greed, people worse than me. When people let the best friends die, what else should I believe? In a world this cold, I'ma follow my heart. Can't rely on anyone, so I stay in the dark. This world is like a cavity that should have been flossed. There's a few more reasons why I choose to flip the cross.
This man is believed to worship this entity, and the statues of Christ really cry and bleed. I need proof, I need to be introduced to the God who lets go of the worst cases of abuse, who lets the ones you love die, and in your darkest hour turns the blind eye. The white light, the dark side, it doesn't matter what you see. You can pray to yours, but mine lives within me.
Once a flame.
The world went dark and cold. Where's that heat of old? Take me back this road. Load, explode, I can't get in, I don't fit in, but I won't give in, I'm coming again, because I'm proudly rowdy, banging loudly, and I'm attacking again, I'm jumping in the licks of flames, licks of flames, licks of flames, everybody collide, we in the licks of flames, licks of flames. Whether we shrink or we grow, we die. Where do we go?
Shangri-La.
Won't go till I fly like a crow and smack into a wall.
Surround us, all around us. It's raining acid and the pain can drown us. Every day death draws upon us. So why the fuck in hell not?
Licks of flames, licks of flames, licks of flames. Everybody collide, we in the licks of flames, licks of flames, licks of flames. Everybody collide.
I'm untouchable. 16 ways to die, but I'd rather just cut your throat. Unlovable. Press through hate, product of date rape, since you can't wait to cremate. I take lives at stake now for such a leave. So many cuts, there's nothing left to touch. And I walk with the family, mindset on casualty. I put fears in your eyes so you had to see it. And it had to be a mass suicide at your gathering. What a catastrophe. Front page, blame it on us. Can't go from all the twisted we trust. In the tour bus, headed for the White House lawn. I can only be the scapegoat for so long. You can clear bones while I clear channel. I show it's sick like guts of brain matter. Oh, oh, y'all, you never do what I do. Oh, oh, even if I became you. Oh, oh, you gotta let go of the envy. Cause on your best day, you'll never be me. Oh, oh, y'all, you never do what I do. Oh, oh, even if I became you. Oh, oh, you gotta let go of the envy. On your best day, you'll never be me.
I'm Jeffrey Chalmers with a Wayne Gacy mask on. Drill a hole inside your head and ask until you pass on. I'm ass on cubby holes and cross face. Untrustable. I'm army that double-sided with two faces. I killed Jason in Crystal Lake. Stuck an axe in his back and said it was a mistake. Now the legend is dead, but the legacy lives on.
Through the blood in my veins every time I spit on a tone.
I'm Richard Ramirez with bloody eyes. Leaving pussy stolen and swollen with
up and gazing at the babe that I'm creating, nights and days and paving the way for raging techaholics, making havens next to all this hate and crazy and death. We call it a place of consummation, a perfection, fulfillment. The tech runs the builder, respect ones, resilience from threats, guns and illnesses. This place is realness. It feels if it's lifted them, it's sick and twisted in real wicked villages. And I'm the main man that made every effort to gain fans. Through all my pain I obtained grand, millions just cause of my brain. Now my lane stands insane rants. The name brand, call it Strangeland.
Getting paid was the game plan, but the lane transformed to untamed fans enhanced in the strange land. Pain in the same land. Strange land, where everybody know my name, man. Cause my blood and veins ran through the mainland. I am in the strange land.
With technicians, let this one stress lifting mesh kits and sets with them tech listening vets. Expression is best written, less hidden, flesh women, sex driven, that's living. Yes, been impressed by the way the tech is blessing them. It shows cause the land is steady grows, and I'm the man with fed eat flows. But understand, he said he knows that he ran a deadly road, but he woke up with a family grows in a land of uncanny souls. And they adore him, even if they can't afford him. Be the rich and be the poor, then really get to be before him. To get laced on mistakes and big breaks, quick pace lyrics they pick in this place.
He played me some stuff when in LA off the Carter 4. He has a record on there with this dude named Tech N9ne. I don't know if you guys heard of him.
Right.
It's crazy.
Getting paid was the game plan, but the lane transformed to untamed fans enhanced in the strange land.
know my name, man. Cause my blood and veins ran through the mainland. I am in the strange land.
Zone. Cause my mic's on, but I never thought the world would buy my songs. Cause in my land I am the highlight inside my dome. But now it's my hype, they try bite cause my life long. In this hip hop, everybody's lip drops. When I spit the gift, it quickly shifted cause I give props. It's terrific, they recognizing me on every level if you missed it. If you look, you're finding me in a very rebel, this is listed. Tech 9, an insane man. His own lane had the strain and pain and that became fans. When all the dames glance, he's doing the rain dance. Because the whole world is about to be a strange land.
And the left field, what he goes to Tech 9.
Get paid was the game plan, but the lane transformed to untamed fans enhanced in a strange land.
Now don't
Hey, we're back. What's going on, Ghetto?
Ladies and gentlemen, I just got word that Ghetto G has just entered the building.
God damn it, Tyler Breeze, shut the fuck up. Oh, bud. But, man, tonight's Raw was very disappointing.
Did you not enjoy rematch Raw?
No.
Well, why not?
Well, for one, the title was a big fucking letdown.
Yeah, it only took them that many months to give us a title that we already had.
Exactly.
Because whenever they zoomed in on it, man, even with the thing over top of it, I was like, it looks exactly the fucking same. And then they revealed it, and I was like, what the hell's different?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, besides the fact that they decided to start using the WWE Network logo.
Yeah, that's their new logo as of now.
Yeah, as of now, they've been using it for the WWE Network for the longest time.
Well, you know that the logo looked different before, or are you just blind?
Well, I noticed the logo was different, like, on the WWE Network, but I didn't really notice the change on, like, Raw and SmackDown.
That's because they didn't really put that up there until, I guess, this Raw.
Oh, what the fuck? And it's safe to say that Dean Ambrose is dead.
He would be dead if that was actually real. But for him to actually get his head stomped on there and the cinder block just crumble like that is unrealistic.
Which means he'll be back.
Because if that was to really happen and his head actually smacked it, the thing wouldn't break. His head would just be smashed.
True.
Ain't no way a cinder block crumbling that fucking easy.
And how sad was that, Ben, fucking the Usos lost to Stardust?
Yeah, they came out and I was like, who the fuck are they going to wrestle? We already saw Rybacksel. We saw the Wyatts. I was like, watch it be fucking Stardust and Goldust. And then I left and came back and I heard their music. I was like, I fucking told you.
Well, I mean, you know, it could have been Splinter Gator.
They only wrestle on, what is that?
Main Event.
Superstars. Main Event. Speaking of Superstars, did you see whenever they did that little cutscene for, to tell you about the fucking Wyatt versus Mark Henry and Big Show? Like, when they did that, they showed Superstars. It
was Wow.
I was like, did they just show Superstars? Like, you're wrong show here.
How about that, man? Fucking Rusev started crying again. He got the world's strongest slam from fucking Mark Henry, and he started crying.
Yeah, what was that? Mark Henry doing double duty, and he didn't even get hurt.
Seriously, man.
Jeez. That's impressive.
Yeah, fucking, okay. Next thing you're going to see is Big Show doing double duty, not getting hurt.
Yeah, right. We'll never see that. That was like at the pay-per-view, man. Fucking Sin Cara tried to go fight with Seth Rollins, and then he just died. Like, really? You sent Sin Cara up into the crowd?
Yeah. Don't you know, that's a high-risk injury right there.
Yeah, man, you're never going to see him now for a couple of weeks. He's also in the morgue. With the major injuries, like getting kicked in the shoulder and suplexed too many times.
Yeah, 16 suplexes. And then the streak.
I mean, I was liking what Paul Heyman was saying until he said he wants to make John Cena a Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah, seriously. What the fuck was that bullshit? I don't see Cena ever being a fucking Heyman guy.
What are they going to do? They're going to turn John Cena heel, put him with Paul Heyman, then he's just going to start rapping again. Him and Paul Heyman.
Oh, but probably. It's going to be like fucking Meek Mill trying to get out on parole. Dumbass. Did it just die up on here?
What?
I don't know, when you got quiet as a motherfucker.
I said that guy doesn't rap, he screams. I guess you didn't hear me.
No, I did not. No, you know, yes, he screams, all right. He screams, let me out of prison.
Let me out of prison? What?
Yeah, he's locked up.
He's locked up. Won't let him out.
Don't let him out. Fuck, won't let him out. Don't let him out.
Seems like they forgot about me.
Yeah, man, he was fucking trending on Facebook because of the fact the court denied his parole.
Oh, no. A black guy that raps about drugs and shit all the time. Locked up.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Kind of like how, I don't know, was that like last month or so? Wiz Khalifa had a warrant out for his arrest for skipping his court date. But I mean, it's really not that hard if you want to find somebody that's on tour. You know what I mean?
Yes, seriously.
Just go to the next tour date.
Yeah, and arrest them there. In front of the fans.
Shit, man, somebody came to my, I guess you would say, elementary school at some point in time, and this black kid actually got arrested in the middle of gym class and hauled out of the school.
Hey, see?
I don't know what the hell that was about, but it was funny.
Yeah, because you don't really ever see an elementary school kid getting arrested.
Exactly.
Especially during gym.
Yeah. It's kind of weird that I remember that, though. That was a long time ago.
And exactly how many cops came to pick him up?
I don't know, only like two.
Why the hell didn't he just run?
They put him in handcuffs, man.
Before they put him in handcuffs, why didn't he try to outrun him?
I don't fucking know. You're asking too many complicated questions. I guess running just wasn't best for business.
Man, that Steph shirt is not the best for business.
Man, it barely fits her titties.
Exactly. And then Brie Bella.
She got real winded hopping around the ring.
I noticed that.
Brie Bella got slapped in the face and now she got a black eye. Did you see that?
Yeah, seriously, what the fuck? I mean, you know, that seems to be the thing now, where if you don't get hit in the eye, you still get a black eye.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, look at Bray Wyatt. He had a black eye for, like, one night.
And he had a black eye for, like, a week.
Yeah, but he doesn't...
From who knows what.
Exactly. And shit, And who ever forget when Paul Heyman fell down and he had a black eye?
Yeah, yeah. And he wore sunglasses.
To this very day, I would like to know how the hell he got a black eye.
I have no idea.
Oh, bud.
But yeah, man, even Michael Cole admitted that they ramble on about nonsense for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And,
of course,
and you see that? It only took how long for the king to realize what the cosmic key was? I think it may be for the tag championship. Really? You don't say. Thanks, King. You're on top of things, man.
And just like WWE's on top of things. I mean, SummerSlam was last night, so shouldn't the backstage pass been last night?
You would have think.
And tonight have the Raw backstage pass, but maybe tomorrow night at the main event.
They barely do backstage pass anymore.
Yeah. Apparently it doesn't seem to be surviving that well without Josh Matthews.
Well, they got Renee Young.
Yeah. And that dumb dude, the butt dude. I forget his name.
Surprisingly enough, the best part of Raw this night was Dean Ambrose pouring water on Seth Rollins and saying, "What? It's for charity."
Oh, that was fucking awesome.
That was probably the best part of Raw. And then he threw the bucket in his face. Yeah, that was the highlight of the night.
Definitely agree.
And it was funny because earlier in the day I was watching those, you know, stupid challenges on Facebook.
Yeah, like, fuck up that stuff.
Where this dude, man, he was doing it on his porch. And it's funny because I actually know the dude and his family. And towards, like, the end of what he was filming, I think it was his dad that came back like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Oh, bud.
You can always count on them to say some fucked up shit.
Yeah, yeah. This bitch is stupid. Chanel Magnota. Anyone want to help me come up with some ideas to annoy my boyfriend? He's so patient and tolerant. I must break him. I must piss him off. Help.
Help?
Yeah, she put help. H-A-L-P. Yeah, you really want to put
why don't you give her some help?
I want to give that bitch no help.
Because you can give her some good advice on how to annoy people.
I think the best advice I'm going to give her is learn how to sell help.
That's just going to annoy her.
So true. Well, I think we should go on a track.
Wonderful.
I think we go with Nothing But a Bitch Thing.
Nowadays, everybody wanna talk, but nothing comes out when they move the lips. It's just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like Eminem ain't gay. Everybody forgot. What happened? What up, Dre?
Yeah.
It's all about Dre. It's all about Dre.
Compton's in the house.
Yeah, that's right, Compton is
come
in the
here,
house.
Hold on your panties, you little bitch.
All right, hold up, dog. Yeah. Go easy on me and shit. You ripped my asshole last
time. Come get some of this Compton dick.
Let me take off this white shirt so you can see my bird
yeah,
chest.
You want to be famous?
Uh-huh.
Spread that bitch ass.
It's all about Dre.
Yeah, Compton.
Ah. Dog,
yeah,
you hurt me, dog.
Detroit rapper, you little bitch.
You're ripping my asshole, dog.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Wait, don't bust.
Come here.
Wait. Ah, dog.
Take all of this Compton
hold
bitch.
On. Don't bust. Do it on my lip like a milk
yeah.
ass.
Yeah. Compton's in that ass.
It's all about
yeah.
Dre. It's all about
you wanna
Dre.
Be famous,
ah.
You little bitch.
Ah, man,
yeah.
don't tell Kim, dog. Please. It's all about
Dre.
All
right, now
Dre.
Get the fuck out of here.
Ah, shit.
Bitch, boy, motherfucker.
You ain't have them 11-year-old groupies. Believe in your shit, but you ain't fooling nobody, bitch.
Radio
you a motherfucker, bitch.
That suck my dick.
You ain't never shot at us with no paintballs. Matter of fact, you can come get these painted balls, motherfucker. Come get these juggalo painted balls, bitch. You ain't never chased us out of no club, bitch.
Weak ass.
Yo, ain't club you ever chased anybody out of was a gay bar, bitch.
Straight out of Warren.
Yeah. Bitch, you a jump sucking so much dick. Your fucking lips smoke. With your silly ass pretty boy rap. Me mugging and thugging.
SummerSlam.
Well, why don't you go ask the kid that was screaming the whole time during the pay-per-view? Cena, get up!
Yeah, no.
Man, did you see them people in the crowd tonight, man? They were really worried that Dean Ambrose was hurt.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you killed Dean, you bastard.
No, somebody should make a picture like that. That'd be funny.
Yeah, but just have a fucking, you just have like South Park right with him, fucking Kyle, and I forget that motherfucker's name.
Stan.
Yeah, Kyle and Stan, like, on both sides of fucking, Dean Ambrose saying, oh my God, you killed Dean, you bastards.
Say killed Kane.
No, I said Dean.
Oh. I was like, whoa, they killed Kane, too? What? Man, Kane's really fucking annoying now, man. He pisses me off.
Yeah, seriously. Like, damn it, you ruined another good match. Well, that would have been a good match.
And what's up with that table? Table didn't break.
Yeah, seriously. Choke slam didn't break. Curb stomp didn't break.
That's because he didn't get enough leverage on that chokeslam. That's why I didn't break.
Yeah, probably. But then why didn't he break?
He was on the fucking floor.
Yeah, but then why didn't the fucking curbstone break it?
I don't know. I kind of want to see him do the curbstone off of the top rope.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
But that got fucked up. So we had to see some ghetto version of it.
Yeah, seriously. WWE, stop giving us rematches, please. Or at least, you know, if you could have a rematch, keep Kane on the fucking leash.
Yeah, go strap him to the Undertaker symbol and make him watch from the stage.
Yeah, that could definitely work out.
You know, like when they kidnapped Stephanie.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. I'm just saying, I mean, with Kane, I don't think it would really bother him too much.
Well, I didn't say it would bother him. I'm just saying that would keep him out of the way.
Oh, yeah. Or, you know, just fucking handcuff him to Mike Cole.
Or put them in a cage like they did China that one time.
Yeah, there you go. Do that shit. Oh, that's fucking awesome. Man, I wonder why it is I'm seeing fucking posts from the yesterday up on here. Up on my Facebook.
And every time you refresh your page, you get posts from fucking days ago. Never anything from the day that was happening at the time.
Yeah, seriously, what the fuck is that bullshit?
But yeah, man, what's up with Natalya, though, man? She was actually looking pretty hot tonight.
Yeah. Man, those tits were looking amazing, too.
Like, she don't ever look hot.
No, she don't.
But then all of a sudden, boom, looking real good.
Hell yeah. I don't know what they did. But it is something.
So she pinned Paige, so this must mean she's going to get a title shot.
Yeah, she'll probably lose. Because when it comes to title shots, she just doesn't have very good luck with that shit.
Didn't she win before, though?
Yeah, once. Instead now, you know, they have a losing to, you know, Charlotte and probably Cameron, even Marie next.
Man, Charlotte doesn't even count.
Yeah, she's ugly.
Because Natalya and Tyson Kidd both always lose down in NXT.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
Tyson Kidd's just like Kane, man. Gets involved in everything.
Well, yeah. They should put him in a cage, really, too.
It's really annoying. Fact.
Really? Really heading toward a fat shit up in there again?
I can't help it, man. It's so annoying whenever they're talking to him.
Oh, no, man. Well, again, I think Nutella just needs to keep him on his leash.
Fact.
Really?
It's kind of like Stone Cold's what?
Except it's fact, which is absolutely retorted. Fact.
Don't you know WWE loves one words? One word.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yes. Fact. What? No.
Yeah, they need to stop doing that. Oh, there again, you also got fucking Cena, loyalty, hustle, respect, words.
So whatever happened to the new Nation of Domination they were forming? Where'd they go?
They died off quick.
they formed a group. They were talking all this shit, and then they were gone.
Yeah, seriously. No, they had like half of them last night.
Well, yeah, they had Big E and Kofi last night. What happened to Xavier Woods? He's still fighting with that hippie down in NXT.
I think he is.
That needs to end, because that's really stupid. There is no Planet B.
Yeah, this ain't no... Wait, what about Planet B?
That's what his little Titantron says when he comes out. There isn't no Planet B or whatever.
Wow.
You know, I guess Triple H made him put it there.
Probably.
Plan B.
Yeah. I don't know what they're thinking with that shit.
Why do you seem so confused?
Because of a simple fact. WWE's going downhill. Like, I miss the days where, you know, more than just one word. And fact. And Plan B's.
You're talking about Plan C worked.
Yeah.
And like Alex Riley said, Plan N worked.
The fuck with Plan N?
Nikki Bella.
Man, you're listening to Alex Riley. You lost your mind.
Well, he also lost his job, too, when he stopped being friends with The Miz.
Oh, this is very true. Now he's reduced to being a fucking commentator, which we all have to hear.
That was funny as hell, speaking to The Miz, man. Michael Cole's like, who the hell designed that thing that he's wearing? Monks?
Yeah, man, surprisingly enough, Cole was actually kind of funny tonight.
Yeah, he was making fun of his old friend.
Yeah. maybe Alex Riley should try that, and, you know, maybe he'll actually end up getting a job again.
He has a job. He just has to talk all the time. That's all he got. He's on the pre-show. The pre-show and the backstage passes.
True.
Along with Booker T.
Yeah, Booker T. Five time. WCW champion is now... gone shucky ducky quack quack.
Shucky ducky.
Now, I don't know, but, you know, like, it would have been funny as all hell, like, you know, if he started saying that during the Attitude Era. Shucky ducky quack quack.
Didn't he say that during then?
No. The only thing really? He kept saying was,
Now can you dig that, sucker? Now he's starting to say, Shucky Ducky Quack Quack.
I think that started back, like, when he was on commentary for, like, what was he on, SmackDown?
Yeah, like when he, like when he first came back after being in TNA.
TNA.
And he came back, started saying Shucky Ducky Quack Quack.
Yeah, then nobody knew what the hell he was saying.
Hell nah, bud. I mean, for fuck's sake, even fucking Cole would look at him fucking confused.
He still does.
It's true. Man, you know fucking Cole's got some weak-ass high fives.
What?
Oh, man, like when Mark Henry fucking, after Mark Henry delivered the fucking World Struggle Slam and the Splash, he went outside the ring to give fucking Cole King and JBL a high five. Fucking Cole didn't know what to do with it.
It's because Michael Cole's an idiot. What? What's a high five? Please don't eat me.
Man, I'm surprised Cole didn't try covering up his face thinking Henry was going to fucking slap him.
Man, I'm surprised he didn't crawl up into the fetal position and die for 20 minutes.
No, that's going to probably happen on SmackDown, and then you can have Cole, you can have JBL, you don't have him to get the fuck up.
Get up, Michael!
You're missing an amazing match!
You got hit by a 90-pound girl, get up!
You pansy?
Yeah, didn't he say that one time?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
That's the thing, yeah, I'm calling him a fucking pansy the entire time he's on the ground.
He's the only one that lays there like that, like an idiot.
Well, there again, didn't JBO get into a field position when he got knocked out by fucking Eric Rowan? Or, Garper.
Oh yeah, but at least he got back up.
Yeah, but we didn't see him for the rest of the night.
Well, he figured he'd go get something to eat and leave. He's like, I'm out.
Man, that's probably his best fucking thing to do. Get the fuck out, just get out of Dodge. And never protect
like,
King again.
He's like, man, fuck Michael Cole, I'm out.
Nah,
like everybody, else, like JR. JR's like, fuck this.
Yeah, now JR's fucking rooting for TNA.
Rooting for him to do what?
I don't know, to stay on air.
They are going to be on air. Wednesday nights.
Yeah, should be interesting.
Which is kind of funny because they're going to start doing that on Wednesday and they're going to have that that little thing about the Shield on Wednesday.
Yeah. And just what would be more interesting to watch? Shield or that?
I don't know. That's a toss-up right there.
Yeah, it is.
Guess we'll find out what's on TNA first.
I mean, I know TNA's bringing back the six-sided cage, or the six sides of fucking steel, whatever the hell that's just called.
Or they're going to kind of have to, since they brought the old ring back.
Oh, yeah. I know this Wednesday's going to be Hardcore Justice.
Ain't this that we're gonna have that match with that fucking Janice?
Yep.
Or nobody's gonna get hit with it. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much like you know, you have to fucking climb the ladder, get Janice, and then whoever gets Janice can use her.
Nobody uses her.
Yeah, not even Bram.
Who the fuck is Bram?
That dude that comes out with fucking magnets now.
Oh.
Yeah, his name is Bram. I don't know where the fuck he came from.
I don't know.
I think he might be from fucking Ireland or something like that.
Thought he was from England or whatever with Magnus.
He's from somewhere. We just don't know where. He's from England. Some place called King's Lynn.
Okay, then.
No clue. Angel, stop stuffing your face. Wake your ass up.
Is he in a room?
Yeah, he's in the room.
Angel, that's all you do is eat, man.
And if you're that hungry, we will feed you Michael Cole.
I loved how they were all chanting for Ryback, and then Ryback did nothing.
Yeah, seriously, man. Feed me more Ryback, loses.
Gets punched in the face by the ballerina punch, and that was it.
Oh, man.
He's like, help! Big guy down.
It's so true. Oh, man. But, hey, I mean, shit, you know, at least they were chanting for Lesnar and saying, thank you, Lesnar, tonight.
Yeah, that one girl on Facebook, she was real angry about Lesnar saying how much of a pussy he is.
What chick on Facebook?
Whatever her name is, Amber.
I don't even have her on my page. Oh, Amber Lee Bradshaw. That her? Probably not.
Yes, Havoc. That is her. She is the one upset about Mr. Lesnar.
Why, did Lesnar fucking won the title?
Well, said that he's gay and he's a pussy and shit like that. Didn't really say much about the title. But I simply commented with, anything is better than Cena as champ.
True. Oh, yes. Now I know who she is. I think I deleted her because of her taste in music.
Wait, you're not even friends with her no more?
Nope.
Well, then, never mind. You can't even see.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think she's one of the ones that I deleted a while back. Like, because of actually, like, Bruno Mars and Lil Wayne and shit like that. I figured she didn't need to be around. What should we play next?
What's the name of that Dark Lotus song? Swarm.
I think so.
I want to hear that song.
You'll do it.
We have that song?
No.
Necronomicon is coming. Mass murderer, strangler, Wiggler, mangler, blood-sucking vampire, Dark Lotus, king of fire.
I'll swing off your ceiling fan, jump like an ape, and stomp on your head until it pops like a grape.
And now you flatline, cause I shut your face nine times. So you ride wide lies, then you feel your heart stop. Well, bro, good as day as any to die. But ride, I don't give a motherfucking fuck, but bye-bye.
Sitting on a tree branch like a crow, I hawk your every move. Dropping down on motherfuckers back and twist their heads like screws.
Fuck your electric chair, I don't care. Bring it on, bitch. Come on, crack an egg out of my head, I'll fry you an omelet.
Up in the woods naked, I do my fire dance around the pit. I hop with my skull drums and voodoo chants.
You can change your DNA, you'll never take shape. It'll only mutate. See the fetus with a microphone, three arms, two brains, and only one leg. Only one leg.
Shoot me,
come on, blow a hole in my lung. I'll lick out the hole when I swallow my tongue.
But that's in the home of the world where hate and anger is the key. You can tell the judge was recreating all that shit you see on TV.
I feel for the unclean, let the unseen. Need the obscene, make your ass bleed to the extreme. What a dream mean when you wake up screaming with a demon sucking in your dick, king semen. Bullet piss into your skull, slam my fist into your jaw. Retract my hand, release your teeth. Your chick bitch fall into the street.
Pull your wallet over your head, staple them to your skull. Drip bleach into your eyes, there's a face, fuck your girl.
This bread I eat, this oath I swear.
Of a monkey paw, I have you cutting through your own bone with a hacksaw.
Bones exposed from the skin, blood drips from innocence. Pulling lungs up out of chest, leaving bodies where they rest.
The voices in my head whispering, listen.
Kill much
and hammer to the head, they family gon' miss.
When
we attack like a swarm. Punch you through your face, rip off your neck, and play my rhythm on your vocal cord.
I'll walk on your ceiling and drop thread in your mouth. Let poison drip down it and silently take you out.
One B, protecting the hive, we stay alive. I'm on overdrive with my axe. Will you survive?
Vocal formulator plan, reflex come and take control. Dip my hand in broken glass and pull your heart out through your blood hole.
My eyeballs are black, my tears drip like oil. I fuck holes in my yard and grow children from soil.
Through the eyes of the dead, they come back alive and wipe the air out your lungs. Now I see through your eyes.
Dying now, do the body ride. Motherfucker can't hide cause I'm in your mind. And we finna bring the die. Cock back, never aim, just let it ride.
Scientists study me, but they always quit. Cause I eat through my butthole and talk nothing but shit.
Dark loaded devastation, murder without no premeditation. Nope. Demons from beyond the earth, creeping up all out the dirt.
This bread I eat, this oath I swear.
You are S-A-W-S-T, soft.
How you doing?
How you doing? Like fucking, he says like King.
What did they say? The real is what in the room?
Man, I forgot.
Bada bang, bada boom. Really, something in the room.
Man, they have a fucking big cast fucking talking on the mic fucking saying that they that they about to punch through the fucking tag team division like the Kool-Aid man through a brick wall.
Fuck, where the fuck is Lil Snow at?
Yeah, seriously. He showed up one night and that was it.
Who showed up one night?
Lil Snow.
When the hell was that?
2 nights ago.
He actually showed up?
Yeah, he showed up. But, you called in late. And, you know, he said he'd call back in, but he never did. Yeah, you know, it was that same night where we had, the annoying bitch.
Woo!
A.K.A. Miss Chronic, a.k.a. we know who the fuck you are now.
Yeah. The cat's out the bag.
Yep. She ain't coming back ever again.
Does she know that we know?
Yeah, she probably does now because of the fact she hasn't called back in since. I suppose I blocked her ass on Facebook. Both accounts.
Again?
Yeah.
How the hell did she even find you?
I don't even know. Like, I don't even know what group she's a part of.
Man, watch her be in that JFC.
Man, she probably is. Let's find out. Well, there's a shitload of Samanthas up in there. And she's probably one of them.
She's probably one of them.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck that bitch found us. So long.
Why did she come back pretending to be somebody else, though?
I don't know.
That stalker bitch came back and she was still her annoying self.
Yeah, seriously.
I went back and listened to that 5 seconds you were talking to her.
Yeah.
And then played music for the next 20 minutes.
Exactly.
And then she was gone by the time I came on.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
It was funny, it was straight music all the way through.
Man, she had no clue what the fuck happened.
Probably still don't.
Man, but she was definitely still as annoying as ever.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny how, that fucking Samantha bitch fucking deactivated her account again. Because of the fact I just typed in fucking, because, you know, I just unblocked her just because of the fact, you know, I figured she ain't coming back ever again. And you try looking her up? Nope.
Who?
You know, Miss Chronic. No longer exists, period. So, which means I'm guessing she must have deactivated all her accounts. Because we figured out who she was.
It didn't take too long.
Hell nah, man. And it's funny because if I, you know, like I kept calling her Nicole because that was her fucking middle name. She's like, no, I ain't no Nicole. I'm not Nicole. Like, bitch, I know who the fuck you are.
Her friend gave her away pretty much. Well, not even that, but.
Yeah, her quote-unquote friend Cujo decided to just help to prove it was her even more so.
Josh. I mean, Samantha and Josh. I mean, that doesn't sound familiar or anything, does it?
Sure does. Samantha and James.
That wasn't James.
No. Don't forget, she's the one who brought us James.
Oh, I thought you were trying to tell me that Josh dude was James. But no, she definitely called in here with that Josh dude before, though.
Yeah. I remember that. Shame on you trying to catfish us. And failing miserably.
Failing miserably after the first try.
See that, man? And we didn't even need Neve. I forget the other dude's name.
And Max.
Yeah, Neve and Max. You know, we didn't even need them. We figured it out on our own.
See that?
Yeah, man, ever since Angel tried catfishing us, we've gotten better with it.
Oh, Angel.
I'm from Puerto Rico. No, I'm from Ohio. Damn catfishes. I failed miserably. Since what's her face ain't here no more either. I guess I can delete this fucking track up. That she had me put on the soundboard. Fucking Victoria. Oh. No,
fucking
legit.
Victoria.
Yeah, she had me upload some fucking stupid band name Falling in Reverse. Sound all emo.
That must have been that bullshit I came in on, and I said, "What the hell was that?" And then she was here.
Yeah, that would be it, bud.
Yeah.
Turn your fan off.
Damn, I didn't put it on low real fast. I'm burning the fuck up over here.
Burning the fuck up over here. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, not fucking serious. And by the way, I just saw that movie. It was good.
What movie?
The one that G saw.
What movie did I see?
What fucking mutants?
You mean the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yes.
Just say that.
Yes, seriously. He's like, oh, what mutant? And
you said mutants, man. Well, I saw the Ninja Turtles and I saw the X-Men movie. So.
Yeah, man. Who would have been one of the mutants?
That's
in
a good movie, though. Good movie.
See, even Angel liked it.
You were right. He was fucking bulked up like a fucking Hulk.
Oh, what
see?
The fuck? They were
see,
bulked up like
no,
a Hulk.
Someone will remind me of Lizard Man, though.
Lizard Man? Who the fuck was Lizard Man?
From Amazing Spider-Man.
And you mean Doc Lizard? You mean Mr. Lizard? Or
yeah.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for fucking video or views to get like a better fucking quality for their shit.
Huh? Who you talking to?
You know, views, you know, that place where, you know, you can just fucking bootleg your movie.
Oh, my fault.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for them to get a better fucking version of that shit. Like, that's, you know, not looking all crapped out.
One movie I do not want to see is Dumber and Dumber 2. That shit looks fucking stupid.
So why do you want to see it?
No, I said I don't.
I don't know. I mean, I agree with Ghetto doesn't look that bad.
I mean, all the other previews they showed for, like, all them cartoon movies coming out, those all look pretty fucking
funny,
though.
You got fucking Gay Bob, the African, Annie.
No, that's not animated, god damn it. That's just going to be a horrible movie. Black Annie.
No, SpongeBob is going to be a fucking horrible movie.
That's going to be bad, too. Fuck that.
Yeah, seriously.
Uh-huh. That is going to be bad. Who they're going to book? Michael Hasselhoff?
You mean David Hasselhoff?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Michael Hasselhoff?
Close.
Yeah. Close. Yeah, I mean, you know, he got the Hasselhoff part, right?
That's going to be stupid as hell. Look at the damn previews. I'm surprised. Plankton is fucking built, though. I'm looking at this like, wow, he's a big cocky motherfucker. Well, Dumber and Dumber is going to be dumb as fuck. It's going to be three times the dumb.
Three times the dumb?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What does three times a dumb mean?
It's going to be three times as stupid. I never saw the first one. Never saw it.
Wait. Hold the fuck on. You never saw the first one, so which means you can't say shit about the second one.
Because I don't think it was stupid. That's why I never saw it. Even
he
when the first
like
one came out, I didn't see it.
He never even saw the first one.
What the fuck?
I just saw more was stupid. Like Napoleon.
Like what?
I see Napoleon. That's never got anything.
How is he saying?
I think Napoleon. No, as a Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes.
Gosh.
You want some Twinkies?
Angel would be the uncle in that movie, man, eating everything.
I don't need that much, Joe. What's the only thing I had all day? I had myself two fucking McChickens and two ice creams all day.
Chicken and two ice creams.
What I had yesterday. A whole half a gallon of iced tea and two of my chickens. I was happy with that. Oh, yeah. And plus my dinner, rice and corned beef.
And you and your fucking corned beef.
A fucking $5 can. Look, cut me a break.
We're not going to cut you a break. Quit saying it.
What's up with that?
Listen here, Hurricane. The hurricane needs to go back to the hurricane. And
okay, calm down, Bruce. Calm down.
Bruce, who the fuck is Bruce?
I have no idea.
Bruce Wayne, hello?
When we're talking about the hurricane, he's talking about Batman.
I don't understand what's going on here.
That's okay. I mean, you know, at least I got to see Umaga get put through a table. A Bully Ray. Or Bubba Ray.
Woo.
was definitely one of
the... But what they're going to do, with Mark, what you, they're going to give Mark Kane, Joe, and Henry the tag team belts? I got the feeling they're going to be doing that shit. I just got that feeling.
I have a feeling they're going to make Stardust and Goldust the champions.
Yeah.
You never know, especially, you know how they are. But look how they treat the big people.
What does he say?
I don't know.
Look how they treat the big people.
The big people?
You know what I mean. Big stars. Big Show, Mark Henry.
We have no idea what the hell you're saying. But,
Hey, Havoc, go to Aqualeo.com and see if you could download that album for free. Or do you have to pay for it? My phone doesn't tell me.
We'll find out.
Because it says buy now, and then the link below says download for a limited time. Probably gotta pay for it though. Doesn't really show though.
Nope, it's free.
It's free? For AAA Psy? That love CD?
Yeah.
No. I'll have to download that then. Black Pegasus.
What Black Pegasus?
He's on that CD. He's on the track on there called I'm Sorry.
That's off of Black Magic.
What the hell are all these tracks showing here, man?
Because, I mean,
see
that
cover,
good.
And then I see all this music right here. But then I was like, wait, I got most of these songs. I see Hey George and All Seeing Guy, Get It.
I do too.
No, that's a beauty.
Speaking of which, let's hear some Hey George.
Definitely do that. I gotta go up and find it though. Shouldn't take that long though. Hey soldier, here we go.
It doesn't matter, there's too many to avoid. The boy that gets bullied every day and takes it.
Puts his hoodie on, walks around and fakes it. Feeling insecure, feeling like he's nothing. Disgusting and withdrawn from discussion.
So who hears now?
No one at all.
Anger evolved.
With no one to cause. Bottles it all in a quest for power.
Just to wash away the taste in his mouth that's sour. Is he a coward? Misunderstood or lost?
It doesn't matter, somebody's gon' pay the cost.
So his resolve, Sandy Hook,
Columbine,
that is gone,
in your mind,
on and on,
with the wine,
running by,
in the line,
in Boston,
kicking bomb,
in the vine,
Pentagon,
99,
intertwined,
boom.
Hey, George, where you going with that gun in your hand?
Michael Vick fights a pit in this given time.
That's because the evidence showed it was a clear crime.
And then Plexico shoots himself and gets the charge.
The law is the law, why are you making this so hard? We're talking about facts, not emotions and race. You haven't factored the laws Florida has in place. If you're in fear of your life, then you have the right to take one.
But should you take orders from a law if he's a fake one? He was minding his business, I don't see why you don't get this.
Dismissible audio, and then there was no witness.
I'ma dismiss my brain, go on to free and flee insanity.
Two wrongs don't make a right, so you gon' be like Casey Anthony. Look, this is done, the system won.
They gon' riot.
That's dumb, stay calm.
Forget calm, what is this, Vietnam?
We've overcome.
Come from slums.
Once was hung.
Still a hung,
I need a bomb, watch your tongue.
Now watch the gun, play Bond.
Hey, dog, where you going with that gun in your hand?
Not guilty was the verdict, disturbance, the feeling in everyone's stomach when they heard it. Disservice to American justice, makes me ask, is there really justice, or is it just us? The real point is that Georgia stole a stop, and to not pursue Trayvon because Georgia's not a cop. But George didn't listen, with his hand around his block, he took the law in his own hands and fired off a shot.
Are you following him? Yeah, okay, we don't need you to do that.
And we're back.
Yay.
And that team, that fucking Big Cass and Enzo Amore faced, Ty Dillinger and that, wasn't that, that other dumb fuck. They were stupid. I think Ghetto G would agree.
What happened is it Hammer Time.
Hammer Time? Damn it. No MC Hammer.
No. That's one of the tracks here on this Killjoy album. Hammer Time.
Wait, I see. Is that already?
It's up for pre-order on Lovely Hatchetgear.
Oh, I'll go here.
What a track listing.
Yeah, but, you know, it's amazing how fucking Enzo Amore won that match while knocked out.
Oh, yeah, that's right, when he kicked him over. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, but...
That's what I meant by both of those tag team matches. The people just got their asses kicked and then they won.
Yeah, seriously, but I mean, come on. Fucking Ty Dillinger and Jason, whatever the fuck his name is. Okay, you had Enzo Amore knock the fuck out. You had Big Cass on the ground. You could have pinned him.
Yeah. Hey, Angel, you'll be excited about this.
What?
John Cena will be on Raw next week.
If you get the Killjoy album, Killjoy Club album, you can get the track Devil Made Me Do It featuring Big Hoodoo. Or however you say it.
This one says $9.95. Please.
What?
Do not say $9.95.
What the hell is he talking about? I said Big Hoodoo.
You said something about John Cena, and then you said Killjoy, and next thing like, you'll get all that for only $9.95.
$9.95? You ain't getting shit for $9.95. So how about that? They're going to have features by Big Hoodoo and Boondocks on that album.
Interesting.
Sounds sweet. Sounds sweet.
Yeah. Sounds what?
Sweet.
Oh, man, I got what you're saying. Yeah, I did too.
Look, they got 16 tracks on here. Well, that's including intro and outro.
Hell yeah, man.
They got a song called Live to Kill You and then Fuck Death.
Yeah,
and a song called Rambo, featuring Boondocks.
Hey, look, just for Ghetto, they got a song called Ghetto Blaster.
That's kind of funny because I think that was the name of my finishing move on WWE.
I think it was.
Because I think that was one of the options they gave you on that game.
Oh, bud.
I feel like, no joke, I feel like doing that fucking Icebox Challenge.
Oh, go do the Icebox Challenge.
I'm not doing it now.
What? It's for charity.
Yeah.
Oh, Ambrose.
And then all of a sudden, fucking Ambrose comes up. All of a sudden, Ambrose comes up and it hits fucking Angel in the head with the fucking bucket.
Oh, you
That'd
saw that
really
video?
That video, I watched it on Raw.
Yeah, it did too.
There's really somebody, no. I mean, there's a video going trendy right now on fucking Facebook. Somebody, they're doing a fucking challenge, and they actually fucked up with the fucking challenge. They did it what? The damn thing was like fucking two stories high, bam, right in the fucking head.
Now, we're talking about when fucking Dean Ambrose dumped the ice water on fucking Seth Rollins and then really hit him in the head by throwing the bucket at his head.
I saw that shit. That shit cracked me the fuck up.
I was about to say, does he not watch Raw or something?
I don't know. Sometimes you gotta wonder.
Yeah. Hey, I left early. I got bored. They need to get more entertaining. I got so fucking bored with it. That Memphis Harry match, that shit was boring. The thing with the photo that took the way too fucking long.
Wait, what? The fuck are you
when
saying?
He brought out the new title.
Oh yeah. Well, that's not even a new title. It's an old. That's the old title, fool.
Oh.
It's just with the new and improved quote unquote logo.
And you have Brock Lesnar shit on it too.
Shit on it, what the fuck?
On the side, you got the other shit, you got the skulls.
Dude, they've had it like that. They've had, okay. When Cena had it, they had it where they had Cena's logo on it. When
okay.
Orton had it, they had Orton's logo on it. So pretty much, you know, whoever holds that title gets their logo on it. So, like, you know, when Daniel Bryan gets it, it'll have a goat face on it.
No, one out of Shiri Mac is a sitting U.S. title.
Wait, what?
They should bring back the U.S., the spinning U.S. title.
Yahtzee.
Yeah, no, fuck out of here with that bullshit. They don't need the spinning U.S. title. That was John Cena's bullshit. They don't need to see that ever again.
No.
No one needs to see that ever again.
But they should have, no joke, I know this might be stealing off TNA, but they need a tag team Divas division.
We have no idea what the hell you're saying. Your fucking phone's all fucked up.
They need a tag team Divas division.
Man, TNA doesn't even have a fucking tag team knockouts division anymore. That shit died. So pretty much, if WWE was to bring to an Evo tag team division, it would still be ripping off of TNA.
Womp,
and Roman Reigns should be coming back.
Who should be coming back?
Shamu.
I say Shamu.
I wish. Shame.
Shane McMahon's not coming back. Shane McMahon's too busy getting gang banged by the fucking Main Street Posse.
What the hell? kind of weird, twisted fantasies do you have?
I have none. I'm just saying. That's probably what's happening. Obviously, the mainstream policy failed at wrestling.
Why the hell do they still have fucking Cold 187 merchandise?
I don't know.
It's okay. I don't know if you're going to rap anyway. Maybe he shouting the better shit.
Yeah, I don't know why they sell Cold 187 up on this shit.
Why is it that I click t-shirts and it gives me fucking belt buckles?
I don't know.
Well, oh, fuck.
That same site doesn't ever work for me anymore. Ever since I said fuck you.
He wants a t-shirt and he gets belt buckles.
That's what's best for business.
I click the fucking t-shirt button. Don't you think they give me t-shirts?
That was, like I said, that's what's best for business.
Hey, you think they would, but nope.
Nope, they need to update their shit again.
This site doesn't ever work. It doesn't work on my computer. It doesn't work on my phone.
I don't know what the hell they was. Okay, that site. Back in the day, it used to work perfectly. Now you put a t-shirt.
Back whenever they delivered your order in like 3 days.
Yeah, that too.
Now it gets back to them 5 months later.
Now they on that Liz Cat Liz Cat status.
Yeah, and Gittle just gonna be waiting at least another month or two before his fucking poster.
Man, it's not even a poster, man. It's like a small ass picture.
Well, still, you could be waiting. You could be waiting at least 2-3 more months for that shit.
Man, she needs to be like sending me my money back along with the picture.
she won't do it.
Or send me like her left titty.
Yeah. She's just gonna cut off her left titty and send it to you.
Let's talk to Kitty. Let's see if she does that shit. You heard? Let's talk to Kitty.
What about a stuffed kitty?
That bitch. You know which bitch I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what the hell you're talking about.
I don't know what stuffed kitty you're talking about.
I'm talking about the kitty, the what? That dumb, I'm going to call her a fucking bimbo. But yeah.
Bimbo. Who's the bimbo?
The one that all friended us.
Are we still...
Now, why the fuck do you keep calling her Kitty for?
What about her?
Her name is Kitten. Let's see.
Yeah.
I mean, let's see. He called her Kitty. He kept calling her Nate. That's probably one of the reasons why she deleted you for calling her Nate the entire time.
Why did I get deleted? I didn't even say anything.
Exactly. Maybe, I don't know, maybe she saw, like, all the random nude half-naked chicks on your page and deleted you.
Man, there was a warning warning beforehand.
Maybe logical sense in there fucking now.
But anyway, why are we talking about this again, Angels?
I'm fucking bored out of my fucking mind, so just go with it.
Just go with it.
Yeah. I'm gonna go watch the skunk.
You know what?
You know watch the skunk?
Yeah. Well, I guess he didn't have any skunks outside, but nope.
What the fuck is this motherfucker doing?
Why the hell is this gotta be available on iTunes? I don't have iTunes.
Well, maybe you need to get iTunes then.
I don't want iTunes.
Why not?
The fuck I want iTunes for?
I don't know. Why wouldn't you want iTunes?
Because it's
too much work?
I mean, don't you have like an iPhone or something like that, Ghetto?
Yeah.
But you still technically need iTunes in order to upload, your music to it.
I don't even listen to music on my phone.
Oh, dude, I don't know.
Go buy this song, Gavin, for 99 cents. And send it. And let me know if it's good.
What song is it?
None Realer by Priceless.
Oh. Huh?
Or see if it's on YouTube.
What's it called again?
The None Realer by Priceless.
None. Were you?
Yeah. Having Angel repeated just makes it harder to understand.
None Realer.
By who?
Priceless. God damn it.
Angel, not right and rice, just pasta.
Huh? No. Rice and pasta. Huh? What the fuck are you talking about, Willis?
Okay.
Apparently Angel forgets that he likes to have rice with his pasta.
I'm not eating no pasta today. I'm eating rice with
rice
pasta.
And pasta, you fucking weirdo.
I'm not having rice and pasta. Like I said, I got freaking beans waiting for me downstairs with some rice and some fucking corned beef.
Yeah, and I've got some pasta waiting on me. Like wait.
Oh, I wish food would wait on me, too.
Yeah, but, you know, imagine me coming to your room just for you.
That'd be pretty nice.
That'd be kind of weird.
I don't know, I got wicked powers, you never fucking know. We have full walks.
What the fuck are you saying?
Okay. Now, let's go to YouTube.
Nigga, I'm already there. You slow as shit.
Priceless.
But it doesn't appear to be there.
And yes,
me a bunch of random bullshit.
Yeah, like priceless.
Speaking of YouTube, do you know that they got masking you, Ghetto? Do you know if they got that one thing with the fucking elevator or not?
Elevator.
Hold on, let me finish. What the fuck? I keep on fucking stuttering. Dude, do you know on YouTube if they got that one part from Ninja Turtles about when them in the elevator?
Yes, that's on YouTube. I actually shared that at one point, like, last week.
Thank you.
So it's somewhere on my page. Or you could just find it on YouTube again. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
No problem, dude. I'm glad they stick with the storyline, but at the same time, they did not stick with the storyline.
Storyline is, then the storyline is.
Of course. It's that simple.
It really is. Let's go. I think it's time we drop some knowledge on Angel here.
How are we getting through that?
Yeah, you know, this cat's talking about black holes.
Black holes?
What
kind of shit is that? No, seriously, what kind of shit is that?
And I don't know what it is. If Uncle Sher wearing glasses looking and looking sexy. Louder. Time to turn to the Bluetooth.
Turn to the Bluetooth. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's the only way, Captain.
Did he just call me Captain?
My Captain, my Captain.
On, you motherfucking retarded thing. Pay already.
Holy shit, $23.34 for shipping. Who the fuck's gonna pay that?
The fuck? Who the hell is doing $23 for shipping?
That's how much this person wants for their shipping.
I'm gonna go fuck themselves.
Yeah, for real. Well, their thing's about to end at 8 minutes, so they are pretty much going to fuck themselves.
Yeah, no right side
and
a fossilite.
What did you say? Did you say you wanted to fuck them? Is that what you said?
No, I said they're gonna fuck themselves. Right side and a fossilite.
On the right side on the isosceles.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Like an isosceles triangle.
Yes.
I don't understand. What does that even mean? No, seriously, what does that mean?
I don't think he even knows.
That's not an answer. That's a noise.
Yeah. You don't know.
So are they going to make another God of War game?
I don't know.
How many were there? Was there six?
Now, going to be...
I think so. Maybe six, seven, maybe...
For a black hole
five or six.
The end of the life cycle of a giant star called a red supergiant. Now, when is...
Earth cats, you got time to do this, but you can't ship out orders. Dumb motherfucker.
And this is like a long time ago. Before you posted your poster.
No. Of our own galaxy. Elsewhere galaxy.
That's not the point here.
Well, that small supermassive black hole at the center of our galaxy is expected to come near and that mass gas. And the reason that this is very exciting is black hole, our universe is actually very dim compared to other black holes. Now, from that will actually cause radiation, an X-ray-like glow around the black hole itself to make it a lot less dim, and we'll finally be able to kind of observe it more. Well, with a telescope and scientists, and that's actually really exciting. Now, the only other question that at least my kid would always ask me, and I know people would too, is what happens when you fall into a black hole? Well, you're doomed. You probably wouldn't even know, like, in the black hole. You would never actually into the black hole.
You wouldn't know you're in the black hole.
That is, gravity gets stronger as you get closer. So,
wow, man.
Or it would you. More and more, it would be more. So this is a process that scientists call verification, no technical term. Literally, it goes into a black hole, gets
this is why she shouldn't be trying to talk about topics like this.
horrific, and it's
I agree.
Fiction, but the most amazing thing is
go back to shit that you know, like
black
stuffed
holes,
animals.
How did you, especially my audience, around
and video games.
Probably knows all this, but average Joe's spot is good. We're missing what? Amazing what information's not. But don't forget to subscribe to you guys.
Trust me, I'm not going to be subscribing.
We're going to do more little
yeah, not anymore.
Videos, but I mean,
you've lost this is Cassie, you've lost his subscriber since you ever sent him his picture.
Thank you so much for Anthony for this.
Or his money.
No, more like I'm never going to subscribe anyway.
I don't know, I mean, the entire time she talks, I'm just staring at her tits anyways.
Just like the rest of the world.
You can't blame me for that one. I mean, damn.
That was like this thing earlier she posted talking about she's going to be on this live stream thing or whatever. And people are like, yeah, show your boobs to get views or some shit like that.
Wow.
That's all people were thinking about was her titties.
Yeah, I can't blame them. There we go. Find them all.
Show us your titties!
Yeah, because nobody cares what she has to say.
Oh.
Seriously, is this picture really happening? In memory of the big gold belt.
A what?
The WCW Championship belt.
Ah, that piece was good.
Hey, look, here's that douchebag. I mean,
yeah, Steve, here we go, fucking Sean Lentz lover. You know, goes, we are honored by your boobs.
Honored by your boobs.
Yeah, that's what this one dude said.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, this is why you're on your fucking most of your prison.
Huh?
I said, this is why you haven't gotten your poster yet, because she's so busy playing Outlast.
I'm well aware of that, Evan.
How do you feel about that?
I think we already know how I feel about that.
You don't care? You don't care?
And he's pissed. Now he's talking about don't care.
I can't even imagine. I actually hope I never have to.
What are you talking about, man? I was finally coming into terms that I just donated my money to the charity of WizKids.
Well, if I had this game and I had a fucking mic, I'd be yelling at her, where the hell is Ghetto G poster at?
That'd be funny. So, but the thing is, I wish it was a poster, but I wasn't paying $24 for a fucking poster.
Who the fuck? Fine. No, even I wouldn't even spend that much money on a fucking poster.
Okay, fine. Where the fuck's Ghetto G's picture at?
Yeah, where the fuck's my 4x6, bitch? Jeez, small ass photo, man. It takes about 2 seconds to put in an envelope. Man. I'm just interested what she could possibly write on some picture, you know what I mean? Talking about if you want something written on her, whatever, let me know. So I'm just interested what the fuck she'd say to me, since she's full of all these random stupid facts and she makes videos about black holes. So, like, maybe I got my picture, I just don't know it yet.
you pretty much did.
Nobody caught that, but all right, we'll let that go.
Down next to the fireplace. On the table.
What? Put the fireplace on the table.
Hey, man, I'm reading the fucking room, like the people that are typing in the fucking chat room here.
Wait, is this still going on?
Yeah.
What's you talking about, Jeff C?
Ain't she supposed to be fucking fulfilling orders?
Yeah, she is.
She better be writing some fucking shit on some pictures on there.
Oh, she's playing the game. That's all she's doing.
Who the fuck wants to sit there and watch her play a video game?
I'm sitting here watching her play a video game.
You're a fucking idiot.
Well,
I guess we all get off our own ways.
Yeah.
But if
I staring at her.
Hi there.
Like at one site, man. What is that? Chat you bait. You got bitches on the fucking cams and shit. And like the one bitch is on there just talking and shit, man. Fucking around with like her lighter or something. I was like, this is fucking boring. But like, what the hell does that site even mean, man? Why do people have to pay you to do shit? Where the hell does that money go to?
Hey, go.
Anybody?
I don't know. I can't even hear you because you got dumbass here fucking blasting shit in our ears.
Nah, I'm just checking out some post the fucking video. That's all.
I said them damn tokens on that website, man, that you gotta give the people to do shit. What the hell is that? Where does it go to?
I think the tokens turn into money for the people that are broadcasting.
Like, they sit on there and get naked for money all the time, like, all day long?
Yeah, they do.
Like, that's rather sad. Like half these bitches are fucking disgusting.
Oh, that's true.
And then every time you say them, tell them to do something, you get yelled at and blocked. Don't tell her what to do. Unless you're paying her. What the fuck? So she's a goddamn prostitute, man.
Yeah, really.
Like a prostitute, and what are you, her pimp, a.k.a. moderator?
No, pimp, and they sent back.
Like Angel. Angel's like the pimp of his little group.
And ain't that little, 32K, so yeah.
32K? What about 56K? I hated that shit. That shit was slow.
Oh, man. This cat, you suck at this game.
This cat pretty much sucks at everything she does.
Yep, she just died in her game. Game that's going for Xbox.
Yeah,
Xbox. And Windows.
Windows.
Yeah, like Microsoft Windows and shit like that.
Who the fuck wants to play that on a computer?
I don't know.
Except for this nerd kid that was up in Best Buy one day talking about all this crazy shit. I don't know what the hell he was saying.
Yeah, seriously.
It's like, I'm trying to buy this right here, this blah, blah, blah. I was like, no idea what you're talking about. But like, just give me a computer that works.
I don't blame you.
I don't know shit about computers.
You seriously, you don't know shit about computers? You're being sarcastic.
I'm serious. I don't know shit about computers.
But you know the basics, though, right?
What do you consider the basics? How to turn it on?
Turning that thing on and upload and shit.
Yes, I know how to turn it on. Seeing as how I'm on the computer all the time. So
you
I think I got that
out
down. Do what?
You know how to print shit out?
Print shit out? No, my printer won't fucking work.
You know how to put that shit on an USB?
That's what kind of printer I have.
You sure that problem ain't the ink? Or the wires?
Man, the ink in the damn printer doesn't ever work either. That's why it doesn't print.
Well, go to what? Circuit City. Not Circuit fucking City.
Circuit City, that shit closed a long fucking time ago.
You know, those places give you ink back, they give you a discount on ink.
I don't want no discount on ink. I really don't care that my printer doesn't work.
Yeah, ghetto. Go to Circuit City.
I'll go to Circuit City, wherever the hell that's at. In heaven.
And that's because they're all closed down. Even the one here.
But you know what I mean. Now go to one, you know those places.
But I'm just saying, like, that ink was brand new. It's still brand new. Shit never works.
What's the problem? Check out the go to an expert.
Listen, Chico, the fuck.
Listen, Chico, really? I think my phone went out, just went stupid.